Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, hanging out at Hooters Mall of Georgia. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us. So many wonderful listeners out here enjoying the day with us, man, talking Falcons, talking Braves, all the things that are going on in the world of sports. And the Braves are front and center because the trade deadline, as Mike mentioned in Guy Talk, is an hour away. I do not think anything happens. We'll see what Grant thinks here in about 10 minutes. If he feels like something's going to be happening here in the last few minutes of the trade deadline for us, but it just doesn't feel that way. And for Braves fans, here's the thing. It's not good or bad. This is not a rebuild, right? We're not getting rid of a bunch of guys to rebuild this team. But as Mike said, some of these pieces you were hoping to maybe build on for next season if you're going to move on from
them. Yeah, in a perfect world, when you have 15 games under 500, you could get Raisel Iglesias to a team for a prospect, and he could be a setup man for somebody. And, you know, we had heard that Marcell Ozuna was kind of a nice fit for San Diego because they've had a big lack of production, I should say, from the designated hitter spot. So that's basically on the monopoly board of Major League Baseball. That was about the only spot where it looked like the Braves might get some traction. So as I've been reading, we'll talk to Grant, as you mentioned, I just want to get guys off the roster. Let's salvage something. Because I don't know what the intentions are with Marcell Ozuna. He's been really good. He had a really tough 2 months. Seems like he's catching a little bit of a spark of late. Yeah. He's in the lineup tonight. I'd love to keep him next year, but I don't know what their intentions are, especially if they feel that Drake Baldwin becomes your de facto DH when he's not catching.
Mike, I want his bat in the lineup. We've wanted his bat in the lineup. And now that he's getting an opportunity to do that on the regular, I think you're going to see major production from him. Hey, man, as we are live at Hooters, again, coming up, we'll also talk about our observations from camp today. That is along the way. But before we get to all of that, Mike and I had a chance to visit with Kyle Pitts today. And the thing that we'll tell you is the energy around Kyle Pitts is just different. And a guy hit me up on social media, Mike, and follow Mike at Mike Bell ATL. I may put him up, see Dukes. He said, you know, guys, I've been hearing this for the last few seasons, and I'm not going to fall into this trap. We're not asking you to. What we're telling you is what we are witnessing, okay?
Right.
We're not asking you to fall into a trap. We're just telling you this is what it feels like. It hasn't felt like the first year he was here, because we didn't know what we were getting. Certainly hasn't felt like the last two, Mike, when he's been injured. It feels a little different.
Yeah, and the guys really have rallied around Pitts. That's something that, you know, again, Michael Penix Jr. said it in his first press conference. The first words out of his mouth in front of the media scrum was, hey, we got KP the ball. You see that? So I think guys are kind of rallying around Pitts. We asked Pitts, you'll hear in the interview about the criticism, everything else. We joked around off the air about, man, you provide a lot of content for us. We talk about you a lot. But I thought it was a great wrap.
All right, we're sitting there. Waiting for Kyle to walk up, practice is over, and this is how things went.
Well.
Oh, Lord. We got a lot of questions.
Well. Look who's here. My man Kyle Pitts, Dukes and Bell, live at camp, guys. Look, Mike said it. Your ears been burning? Because, brother, we've been talking a lot about you in a positive way. Look, we want to see, as Coach likes to say, the best Kyle Pitts. Has this felt a little bit different for you?
I mean, yeah, it's just each year just trying to build on, you know, from each year and just taking the next step for this year.
Has it been really cool to see everybody, like your quarterback, starting off his press conference going, hey, man, see, we're getting KP the ball? I've seen him practice. Seems like everybody's trying to pump you up.
Yeah, I mean, definitely it's great to hear that, great to feel that from him, and just have the people around you confident in you.
He talked to us, I guess, last week about the relationship. He said it started over, I guess, golf. Mm-hmm. Can you expound on that a little bit? Did you see him play, or were you like, brother, do you play? Or how did that go down?
I think it was – we just had like a big big game between a bunch of us, and he was in my cart. And, you know, with golf, you got a minimum of 4 hours of just with somebody. So learned a lot about each other and, you know, just kept building from there.
We talk so much about you as Kyle Pitts is with us here on Dukes and Bell, because as a fourth overall pick, you know there's pressure that comes with that. You're only 20 when you came to the league. And we've talked, I don't expect you to say anything bad about your former teammates, but it seems like reliability at the quarterback position. Do you feel since Matt Ryan, this will be your best chance to have a guy you can really have a rhythm with and do your thing?
I mean, I would say every quarterback's brought something different to the game, but definitely starting out with Matt is I learned the significance behind, you know, being a safety blanket and essentially a best friend for your quarterback, you know, so that he can trust you in those situations. But each year, you know, like I said, someone different. Everyone has to bring something different to the table. And with Mike, obviously, you know, we're a little closer in age, I would say. And, you know, we hang out. So it's just, you know, just kind of grow that continuity between each other.
Would you say that Michael is installing confidence in you more so than maybe previously that you've gotten here? Would you be willing to say that?
I wouldn't, you know, do the comparing, so to say, but just more of, you know, because, like I said, everybody's different. But definitely it's a different type of confidence, I would say.
Talking with Kyle Pitts, how you feeling, man? Because I know that when you had the injury a couple years back, it almost like took you a full year to get right. Are you finally feeling like 100%?
Yeah, I mean, I've been feeling good. Just keep getting better each year.
Kyle, let's talk about the offense and, you know, we always get into these buzzwords, right? Usage and, you know, all this stuff about, you know, I don't know if he's being used enough. How do you feel about year two of Zach Robinson's offense?
Just trying to be the best asset for this offense in general. Just going out there playing fast, being the best thing for Mike when I need to be, and, you know, just competitive excellence. There's a bunch of guys in the offense that are playmakers, and, you know, when your name's called, you know, make the mix of it.
And that's the thing, Kyle, because we've talked about it. You know, what are numbers you set for yourself? And we've talked about your role in this offense. Do you feel you can be doing more?
I wouldn't say more or less, just playing fast. It's a new year, year two in the system. You know, same quarterback from last year, from the second half of the year. But, you know, just trying to be there for him.
Because I was down there sitting in the stands for that Tampa game and down in Tampa Bay, and you were just like the best athlete. You look like the best athlete on the field.
Yeah.
Can we see more? Can we see more of that?
Yes, definitely. I definitely that's what I aspire to do, for sure.
Yes, I was. In fact, I was the best athlete on the field. You got that correct. As far as things you worked on this offseason, man, I mean, I think there was a couple of tight end events that happened. I don't know if you went, you didn't go. There was reports. What did you work on, and did you include yourself in any of that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I was a little upset I didn't make tight end you this year. I had some other things going on where I couldn't make it. But just conditioning, mentally fast, physically, you know, getting strong always. And then, you know, ball is ball. You'll have that here. But you don't really kind of study plays in offseason. You just worry about getting strong until you get back around your guys. And, you know, then we'll grow that connection.
Kyle Pitts is with us, so we understand this combination of golf. You know, you got little man, of course, you got the family. Yep. Yep. So things to take your mind off of. How much are you loving playing golf? They're seeing you on like municipal tracks. You know, you can get on really nice courses around here.
Yeah, definitely. Just like I said, just playing with Mike, playing with Koo. It's a bunch of guys who come out, you know, who go out there and play, and we just, you know, days we can, we go out there and play and just have a good time, play fast, and, you know, hit the ball in the fairway.
All right, is there any way that I can get Kyle Pitts, look, he's looking at me like, what the hell he's about to ask me? He's looking at me like, what the hell? Is there any way I can get Kyle Pitts' goals for this upcoming season? What are the Kyle Pitts goals? Come on, bro. Come on.
You got to drive to Area 19 to get those. Can't get those. Can't get those. That's personal. That's sacred. That's something I have in my mirror.
But there are big goals.
100%.
Are you greedy when it comes to getting the rock? I don't even know, like, people ask, like, you get a ball, and then, like, last year we talked to Michael Penix about this as well, where you guys, you know, there was a play where he went back to Drake, and I don't know in the huddle if he's like, I'm coming back to you. Are you greedy in that way? Like, do you feel like you have that kind of relationship with him?
I wouldn't go as far as greedy. I would just say just a competitor. All of us want to compete, and we just want to, you know, have equal opportunity, and just, you know, when your number's called, make the most of it.
We talk a lot about, you know, goals, Kyle just asked you, but this is, in essence, a contract year. Do you want to stay here in Atlanta? Because you can be in a situation where you ball out this year, the sky literally is the limit for a contract.
Yeah, definitely. I'm just living where my feet are, not thinking about contracts. We're in camp right now, so we're nowhere close to that, or that's not even on my mind. But I would definitely love to stay here. I love, you know, I was drafted here, and I was given an opportunity by Terry and Art, and I appreciate it, and just, you know, I take it year by year.
Do you think the criticisms sometimes are unfair?
No. I mean, it's what comes with this game. That's what their job is to do, is criticize and when you're bad and praise you when you're good. So I don't worry about it.
Do you hear the criticism?
No. It's rat poison. No.
Rat poison?
100%.
Okay. Yeah, good answer. Kyle Pitts, man, we appreciate you. Good luck this season, man. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Thanks, the question we had, and we really enjoyed talking to Kyle Pitts because I think some of the audience, as Carl brought this up earlier, they feel as if somehow there's going to be, you know, some tension or bad vibes. Some guys said, is he loose or is he aloof? You know, and I said that to a couple of the audience. And some guys, one of my buddies who went down to FAMU, go Rattlers, he goes, nah, man, I think he's a bit aloof. I just want him to be confident. You know, I don't know. Some guys, everybody's different. Some guys can have that loose kind of vibe and go out and be killers on the field. Some guys, you know, they get themselves all psyched up. There's a different kind of intensity. I just think he's heard the criticism. Now, he told Carl, to quote Nick Saban, or paraphrase him, the rat poison thing. Now, I don't know, do you buy that? Is he going to have that rapport? The one thing I think we do know for sure, he's got a vibe with the quarterback.
Yes.
And this could be the saving grace that turns his career around.
I think he's got confidence, more so than he's had in the past. He wouldn't own that today because, again, Kyle's not going to disrespect any quarterback that he's played with. I get it. You heard me ask the question about, you know, the rapport. But at the end of the day, Mike, I think that confidence is what we're sensing from him.
Right.
And, you know, I was asking about being greedy because what I was hoping he was going to say is, yeah.
Give me the rock.
Exactly.
I need 10 touchdowns.
That's
because
right.
Guys,
that's right.
And I asked him about the contract. He says he's not concerned. Now, that might not be true, but that's how he presented it. Because this is a year for him, whether his career continues with us or somewhere else in the NFL.
He's going to get paid.
Going to get paid.
Yeah.
But I like the fact, though, he's loose.
Yeah, man.
You think aloof or loose?
No, I think he's loose. Okay. I think this is as loose and as confident as I've seen Kyle Pitts since he got here. And remember, you know, Mike said this when he walked up. It's funny because he was literally 20 years old when we drafted him out of Florida.
Right.
And I say that because you look at these guys who got an extra COVID year. Some of these guys are coming to the NFL. They're 25, 26 years old. These are full-grown men versus a guy like Kyle Pitts who he wasn't even like – I don't even know if he grew into his body when we drafted him, okay? He looks like a specimen, but there's also a maturity factor that goes into this. And this is why I've been patient because of the age, but I've also been impatient because the ability is insane.
Right. And then we've talked about – and we said, is the criticism fair? He says yes. He said it's fair.
It's
he says
fair.
It comes with a job.
It's fair.
And then, you know, we talked about – and I said, you know, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I didn't expect him to go, yeah, Mike and Carl, I had two bums thrown it to me. And then the guy that finally got me the ball, his arm went noodle arm because he couldn't throw it. But that's basically what happened. Matt Ryan gave him 1,000 yards. You and I have debated how much is on you, the man in the mirror,
yeah,
the work habits, the route running, all that stuff. But one thing for certain, he's got his biggest fan is Michael Penix Jr. He's in his corner, and maybe this is the thing that turns it around. And then, as we said, Carl, it'll be a great problem to have. How do you find a way to pay Drake London, Bijan, and Kyle Pitts?
Please let us have that problem.
That means we're winning a playoff game or more.
More. More. Hey, coming up, Braves going to do anything? Clock is ticking.
Grant you McCauley, get nothing.
Grant McCauley's coming up next.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Out here, we feel things, The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Well, the trade deadline is here, and it's going to be over in about 25 minutes. Grant McCauley joining us. Covers the Braves, MLB for us here as our MLB insider. And Grant, give me your impressions about where this is at for our Braves. What do you think about what hasn't happened? And do you think in the next 25 to 30 minutes that anything will happen for our Braves?
Yeah, still got until 6 o'clock Eastern. And obviously some deals, as we saw last year and in years past, can be announced after 6 p.m. as long as they were agreed to prior to the deadline. So worth keeping that in mind. But we are kind of down to the wire here, and the Braves haven't done much in terms of the moves that you were thinking might give them a return on some of the veteran players that have been most rumored. That obviously is Marcell Ozuna and Raisel Iglesias. One thing that I do think is worth noting with both of those guys, in addition to the fact that they're not having their best years, they do have a track record. I do think they have value, but they're both owed about $6 million for the remainder of the year. Are the Braves willing to cover some of that money? Because if you don't, it's kind of a sunk cost anyway, in order to guarantee a better return and perhaps get something of value for them before they walk into free agency. It's not like you were going to extend qualifying offers to them. They're not eligible anyway. But that's kind of what we're doing right now, is waiting to see if there's that team that wants to finish off that deal, make that impulse buy, and add one more piece. Because as we've seen, it's been a crazy day thus far. There's still a lot of starting pitchers that haven't moved yet. A lot of things that could happen based on what we've been seeing already today.
Yeah, Carlos Correa going back to the Astros.
Yeah.
That was kind of like a big one.
Crazy.
We'll see if, as Tom Wolfe wrote, can you go home again? The thing, Grant, and I have no idea about the working inner workings of the Padres farm system, but a lot of folks have felt that the Padres have given up a lot in what they've been doing this past 48 hours to try to make a run.
They have, but it doesn't surprise you, because it's A.J. Preller, and this is what he's been known for, is kind of figuring out ways to add pieces, whether that's taking some big swings in free agency, which he's done in the past, whether it's making big trades, which is something he's also open to doing. Obviously, Dylan Cease is out there. They could do some trading and some buying and selling at the same time on the trade deadline day, but they have gone out. They've picked up pieces to get a little bit better, or maybe a lot better. We'll see. They're in a tough division, but as we know, you don't have to just win the division to get into the postseason these days. That's why I think there's a lot of clubs out there frantically trying to do the buying, but the market to me is still a little bit strange in a couple of places, or at least for a few teams, because they still kind of have to decide who they are, or more importantly, maybe what they're not right now.
Grant McCauley joining us, guys. Specifically, let me ask you about the players. If they don't do anything, what are the odds, in your opinion, right now about retaining some of the guys that are still going to be the Braves might be interested in? Do you think they're still, if they're interested in the offseason in maybe bringing Ozuna back, what are your odds there with some of those guys that we've been talking about?
I mean, I think it's pretty low, to be honest with you. I mean, maybe you could consider what Raisel Iglesias could be on a one-year deal. I just don't know if they're necessarily really looking to pony up a bunch of money for either of these guys. They're kind of in that point where I don't think they're out there going to, you know, cash in big money in free agency anyway. But, you know, you got to build a bullpen. So I guess that's why I kind of point to Iglesias and say maybe. But with Ozuna, I'm not sure that the Braves are in a position where they have to spend that money on a designated hitter only. If he had some kind of value in the field, and this may also, just to kind of track back to what we've been talking about, are teams out there willing to buy a DH-only player who can no longer play a defensive position? That could be a bit of a stumbling block as well. But to answer the question more directly, I don't know that there's necessarily a high level of interest in the quote-unquote running it back with those guys.
Yeah, if I never see a Raisel Iglesias pitch for this team again, I'm happy with it.
Oh, no, I'm fine.
De Los Santos got DFA'd. We know that Montero, they got a trade that you talked about yesterday, Grant. So now we'll see, Carlos Cookie Carrasco, Tyler Kinley will be active, it looks like, for tonight. Mm-hmm. And this is how we'll play out the string. And it just doesn't seem like there's anything forthcoming before the trade deadline expires at 6 tonight. So do you think that this team will be a soft reset, or you think you're just hoping that Money Harris can hit for the entire season and not just the second half? Because I said to you yesterday, Austin Riley and Matt Olson combined for just 34 home runs. Mm. I mean, we were just snake bit, or are they going to look at some big moves? Or you feel next year with Jerks and Profar being here for the whole season, all of a sudden now you feel better about the top of the lineup?
I don't know. There's about 6 different questions there, so I don't know which direction you necessarily want me to go.
But whatever you feel most confident or least confident.
I mean, I think that they obviously, I will say, this is the most pivotal winter in the Alex Anthopoulos regime. In other words, there are some big decisions I do think to be made. Obviously, they've got to figure out how to put together a healthy starting rotation. I think it is going to start
number
there.
One.
Secondarily, yes. Then you're going to have, and it's not just Michael Harris, but you've got a decision at second base. I'm more inclined to think that if you got to pay Ozzie Albies $4 million anyway to buy out his option, that you roll
let
the dice
play.
At $7 million and let him play and find out what you got exactly. Because do you really want to let him go somewhere else and revert to his original form over $3 million? I don't really think so. But to go back to, you need more power out of Austin Riley, sure. That's an absolute. You certainly would like to see some more out of Matt Olson. He's shown you he's capable of it. But Olson's been having a pretty good year, so I really can't knock him too much. But the run production of this team, I think it really is going to start with putting Ronald Acuna Jr. back in leadoff and also getting other guys involved. You mentioned you don't care if Raisel Iglesias throws another pitch for the Braves. I certainly understand that. He's kind of been the figurehead of the bullpen. When the closer struggles, everything kind of goes downhill. But there are a lot of bullpen questions for the Braves beyond 2025 to put together, I think, a better group. It was one of the weaknesses this year was the lack of depth. There was no Joe Jimenez, at least not to this point. We might see him in the next few weeks, but that is obviously too little too late for this year's club. But what reinforcements are going to come in next year? And I'm of the opinion, with the Jerks and Profar move, he's going to have to do a lot next year to prove to me that was ever worth doing. And I know I'm not the only one. It's just what a mess that's been. And I know that, if you could have any value whatsoever to trade him at the deadline, it'd be great. But all these teams out there are buying. They're contenders. They're not buying somebody who can't play in the postseason. So that's one other little nugget I'd throw out there.
Is this run over? Someone asked me that the other day, and I said, well, listen, 7 years is a long time, Grant.
And said it. We have no pitching.
And I'm not saying it is.
I didn't say that.
No.
That's what I heard.
No. I'm just simply saying I think we take for granted like we're going to be on this incredible run like the 90s Braves and go on 14 straight divisional championships. It's not going to happen. This is the bad year for us. Okay, we X this one out. You feel like with some of the things you've talked about, we can confidently turn the page and come back next year and be in the hunt.
Yeah, I still think that this is a team that has a good core of players. Now, I did point out, and bullpens are this way. Like, you've got to continually build and rebuild your bullpen. There are no teams out there, and I challenge you, go ahead, find any of the 30 teams that are running back the same 6 or 7 relievers every single year. It doesn't exist. You have to do more than you did this year for that. So that's kind of the stipulation I want to put on that. The losing your entire starting rotation in July challenge that the Braves took this year, that's something that nobody could have foreseen. But this is not a club that is, I think, in a death spiral and all done and no longer has the talent that it takes they've got to get more out of some of the in-house talent, and they've got to make moves to supplement that talent and to get the pieces they don't have and the areas that they haven't strengthened and find a way to fortify those. They need a deeper roster. They need, I think, a little bit more versatile roster. And they need a lineup flat out that can do more than it's done this year. So are there questions for this club? Sure. And they're not alone in that. Usually there's a number of contenders that are out there trying to figure that whole thing out. This has been a bad year by anybody's stretch and by anybody's, you know, beyond anybody's imagination, I think, for this club. But I don't think it signals that the Braves are no longer capable of winning with this team and going to completely turn the page and move on and, you know, wander in the wilderness for the next however long.
No, I mean, to me, it's just a matter of spending money, Grant, and allowing the general manager to go get bona fide starting pitching. And now, granted, some of the free agents the last few years that are out there, those guys have been banged up and a lot of injuries, and, you know, pitching has been a problem for almost every team around the league. But I just, it just drives me crazy that every year we have to go to some cobbled together starting five rotation. Next big question, Grant McCauley with us, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline. We're live at Hooters Mall of Georgia. More on the Falcons coming up next segment. What about Snicker? I mean, he's kind of a lame duck. Are we going to hear anything about Snicker's future, or is he just going to play out the string and there'll be something announced in the offseason?
No, I would assume as we get into, the final few weeks of the year, that there could be something announced with it. Nothing has come to light yet. There's a lot of assumption, I think, that this could be the last run for him. Would he want to come back and do it again in terms of managing? I don't know. If he wants to remain in the organization, I can't imagine the Braves couldn't find a role for him, but there's just been nothing decided in that regard as of yet. But there are a lot of tea leaves, I guess, that you could read about, you know, is this kind of the point where the Braves need to seek that new leadership? Do they need to go outside the organization? I think that could be, you know, a useful part of their search to try to find somebody that maybe can bring a different dynamic to this club. All of it should be on the table, basically. And I talked about this on Sunday. Every single aspect of this club should be at least discussed and put out on the table to say, how do we feel about this? Is it where we need it to be? Where can we find improvement? Because to your point, and to Carl's point, this is a club that needs improvement in a number of different ways to get back to doing the things it needs to do to meet its expectations, which are get to the postseason and do some winning, because it's been a while since the Braves have been able to do that, even with clubs that were winning 100-plus games per season a couple of years ago.
And, Grant, just to follow up, because everyone knows what Snicker did in 21 was amazing. I thought he should have been manager of the year just to grind to the playoffs with all the injuries he had to overcome. It went to the Brewers, obviously. But is this time now maybe to go outside the organization for our next manager? Because they've never done that in my time here in Atlanta. It's generally from the Bobby Cox tree. Would they even think about that, maybe getting a fresh approach from one of the winning programs somewhere else in Major League Baseball?
Yeah, well, that's kind of what I was saying. I think that that's a very viable discussion, and I think that there are certainly candidates. Now, does that mean it's somebody with no ties to the Braves? Like, would that rule out a Mark DeRosa, or would that rule out a David Ross or some of these other guys? Walt Weiss, who obviously is in the organization? Not necessarily. Do you have to make the hire outside? No, but you need to make the right hire, and it's going to be an important one, because one thing the Braves have had in a pretty good order over the last, 35-ish years, is a lot of continuity at the managerial spots. They have not been one of those teams that every two or three years is firing the manager and trying to start over again, running through multiple GMs. Yes, they've had a handful of them over that same period of time, but not that many. So the Braves are a team that likes its continuity. So whoever they hire, I expect it to be someone that they envision there being a long-term vision around having that person there, that they fit what the Braves are trying to do, and that the message is delivered, you know, day in and day out, year in and year out, for what the Braves expect of themselves. And obviously, 2025 has fallen woefully short of that. I wouldn't lay it all at Brian Snicker's feet, but I can tell you, it seems like a little bit of everything has kind of gone wrong for this club to put them where they are this year.
All right, Grant. 25 minutes left.
It's just frustrating because when you feel like your team's not having a good year,
yeah,
the saving grace for the hardcore fans is, hey, we can restock some of the farm system. But you just don't, as Grant pointed out, you just don't have the pieces to do that.
No, and I really hope that you guys are listening to Grant. Not only is he making sense, there is a reasonable thought process that goes into this. And this is, again, I know we're not in the mood to hear Alex Anthopoulos is the best general manager, but sometimes you just don't overreact to things that are going on. And this is a prime example of why I think he's the best in the business. He got a tough job in the offseason. Grant, I know you got to run. By the way, this weekend, because I know people are going to want to talk to you about this, we'll promote it today, we'll promote it tomorrow. But what, because this weekend is huge, by the way, with this Reds matchup at the racetrack. But when are you on this weekend?
Yeah, I'll be on Sunday from 5 to 7, and obviously we'll unpack what has been to this point and continues to be a crazy trade deadline, looking like it's going to have a furious finish here in the next 20 or so minutes.
We'll talk about what
the Braves did and did not do. We'll talk about the bigger picture of Major League Baseball and, of course, what's going on with that Speedway Classic. It's From the Diamond, 5 to 7 on Sundays here on 92.9 The Game, wherever you get your podcast, and on the Odyssey app.
All right, buddy. Thank you, man. Good job.
Thanks, guys.
Just looking at some of the other deals that are coming down. You mentioned the
Mason Miller is the big trade from the A's for the Padres to get a closer. They still have Dylan Cease. Dylan Cease's contract is up. There was talk that maybe it could be the Blue Jays, could be the Yankees. Yankees need more bullpen help than anything else. They went and got another relief pitcher. Phillies and Mets both loaded up for a closer. The
Mets went and got a center fielder too. Mullins is a baller, man. Like this. Look,
and the Dodgers, of course, continue to augment their roster like only the Dodgers can.
I don't want to say the Mets have put themselves in a really good spot, but you said it. They're not afraid to spend, man. So we'll see how this all shakes out. And if anything happens between now and 6, Mike and I will tell you. All right, we're coming back. We were at camp today, second day of padded practices, full pads for our Falcons. We will talk about what a couple of things we saw, and also James Pierce Jr., who continues to be a storyline, guys, early on in camp, and what he had to say today. It's Dukes and Bell.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Yeah, the story of the day, as we like to say, Gwinnett is popping. As we're hanging out here, guys, at Hooters Mall of Georgia tomorrow, we will be at Margaritaville, Lake Lanier Islands. We're going to be up there at the Landshark Bar. And come on down, join the party, pal. It's the last weekend for at least locally without football. Tonight, we got NFL action. Real quick, show of hands. Anybody betting on tonight's football game between the Chargers and the Lions? That's the Lions minus 1.5, a 33.5 point up. See, Carl? I said, nice people, nobody, only degenerate gambler is Jerome. And he can't afford to do that, crying out loud.
Jerome, man,
can't afford
come
to
on.
Bet on that game.
It's ridiculous. What's Crying the spread? What's the spread?
It is 1.5 Detroit. We are going to see the unbridled firepower of Hendon Hooker and Trey Lance.
I like Hendon Hooker.
Yeah, I did too. Trey Lance, Lance in your pants, the inexplicable pick by the 49ers. We've never seen him really do anything, and now he'll be your front and center tonight. The cool thing tonight is you do get those interviews in the booth with all the Hall of Fame class, which is always fun.
No doubt about it. And look, I just like the fact, as I said to Mike, football will be on, and I'll have it on mute, but it'll be on. And so next week, Falcons play their first preseason game.
Same Lions. We're going to see those Lions.
Absolutely. Speaking of the Falcons, Mike, today, just to get you caught up, guys, tomorrow, real quick, we are at Margaritaville.
Yep.
And we're going to be up there hanging out 2 to 6. We've been telling you about this for the last few weeks. We gave family 4-packs away as well for you guys to come hang out. But bottom line is, you're saying, what's the deal? We're celebrating because this is going to be the last Friday where there will be no football. From that point on, all the way through February, we're going to have football, and we're having a good time. And so we're celebrating that up there at Margaritaville. So come through if you get an opportunity. We'd love to get a chance to see you. I met somebody here today, and they were like, hey, we got passes. We're going to come hang out. So we'd love to get a chance to see you guys. And then next week, we're back here Monday and Tuesday, Hooters Mall of Georgia. All right, real quick, Falcons practice today because guys are asking us, man, I just got off work. What happened today?
You know, it's funny because guys are just up on the text line. I mean, you guys, you and Carl are going to get some James Pierce Jr. jerseys.
What are you talking about?
Well, because we're just telling you what's happening. If there's a guy who's looking good, we'll throw it out there.
Come on.
Now, if James Pierce Jr. was jumping off sides and getting manhandled by Jake Matthews sometimes Caleb McGarry or Storm Norton, but he isn't. He's getting virtual sacks because the guys are wearing the non-contact jersey. You're not going to hit your own quarterback, obviously, in practice. But we saw 2 sacks today, and one of those, James Pierce Jr. busted in like the Kool-Aid man. So, I mean, this guy's got ferocity, and that's why it's funny. We said, you know, and we did in our – you can go back and listen to the tapes. Even though Jalen Walker was the unbelievable, I can't believe, like a gift from the gods, he's fallen to us at 15.
And a lot of that had to do with him being
right.
from Georgia.
Exactly.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, James Pierce Jr. might still have the higher upside just based on the physical attributes, you know, because he's a little bit bigger. I mean, he's a lot bigger. He's taller and he's faster. And Jalen Walker, it's just we haven't had a chance to see him. Guys, we're not taking – this isn't like what you hear in New York. I'll tell you this, Jalen Walker's looking like a bust to me, Carl. I haven't seen him. He's dealing with a hamstring.
Yeah.
Yes, the timing sucks because coaches can't evaluate, fans can't evaluate, we can't evaluate. But he's going to be fine. But Pierce is popping.
I agree. And when we do see Jalen, I expect him to be a difference maker. And Coach Ra alluded to that. He's not worried about him missing some of the reps here early on because he's such a student of the game, and he's such a preparation guy. Speaking of James Pierce Jr., let's hear a few things from him today. One being that Leonard Floyd, who joined us on Tuesday, was so high on him, talking about, I love the kid, I love his energy. And he was asked about his connection with Leonard Floyd. Listen to what James Pierce said today about this.
Of just how much I can learn from him. Just he's been in the game a long time, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Mike Eckler from Tennessee recruited me. He coached Leonard at Georgia, so I've been hearing that since I've been recruited from college. Just Leonard Floyd. So the chance that God lined it up for me to be able to play with him his first year here, my first year here, is just, I don't question it.
Pretty cool.
The symmetry, if you
yes.
will. That's great.
Yeah, talking about learning from him, being recruited by the same coach that Leonard Floyd had in college, and then obviously you end up on the same professional team. Here's another thing, though, Mike. We talk about this character stuff, and whether sometimes it's overblown, who knows? Only time will tell. But I got to tell you something. As I said, this is trending in the right direction. And for guys who are making fun, like Mike said, you're going to get jerseys? I hope to. I haven't been able to get any edge rushers jersey because we haven't had one.
Right.
So I hope that's the case.
Maybe we'll see like a couple thousand 27 jerseys, you know? I still wanted to change that number, but it is 27. That's what Pierce is rocking.
Here's Pierce talking about Fontenot, our general manager, and Raheem. And he said, look, when we met, they never really looked at me any differently than who I am. I thought this was interesting.
Thing I liked about doing that with Jackson, they really never questioned who I was, or more so trying to pick out, was I this guy or not. It was more so going off what they seen during our time together.
In the pre-draft meetings, nice. And all this, Mike, you don't get a lot of time to figure out who people are. You're just trying to put the pieces together.
And then you
right?
do earmarks of guys, then you'll put in that extra work.
That's right.
Visit with the family, like the Falcons visit with Bijan's family. Mm-hmm. You know, scouted Bijan. Basically, Bijan walks on water in Austin, Texas, and everywhere else he lived.
He does.
And now you're finding out about James Pierce, you know, what he's all about. That's why the stuff that came out pre-draft is from one scout who got it wrong. Heard something, is it not? It's not accurate. Because everybody's talking. You heard Leonard Floyd gushing about this. I love, oh, this guy's starting ish, man. This guy has got it. People are talking about him. The coaches are talking about him. And it just, it's creating a great vibe. Now, what I'd love to hear, some of these guys on this team start talking about Ruka-Ro-Ro-Ro making some plays.
Okay.
Because I need the middle of that line. And maybe that's already happening. It's harder to always judge from where we are looking, the interior line play.
Because the edge guys make impact. Right. Like to your point. Maybe Rook helped create that sack today.
Right.
Or did he just beat his man one-on-one? Like, those are the things that we're trying to pay attention to one guy. Stuff will play out during the season, but you're right. Here's the thing that I love about James Pierce Jr. It's Dukes and Bell Live at Hooters, guys. We're going to wrap things up. Turtles coming up at 6 o'clock. Here's the crazy thing. Mike, when he talked about coming off the edge, and then we heard Raheem talk about, you know, getting guys with edge, this is James Pierce today when he was asked about what you have to have coming off the edge.
I just like playing my role, and I know coming off the edge, it's a physical game. Up front in the trenches, it's a little bit more physical than the back end. So you got to play with some type of edge and some type of compassion for it.
Translation, I'm here to kill somebody.
That's exactly right. Whose head am I taking on?
No, I mean, he's got that vibe. And you watch some of the – you go back on – if you just Google James Pierce Jr. highlight, they got – every school does the highlight tape. His stuff at Tennessee does pop.
It does. It does.
The speed, you know, the reckless abandon, Carl. The ruthlessness. All these things that we've been looking for from the edge rushers that every – how many times when we're at home the last few years, not in the playoffs, we're watching TV – and you see all these other guys on other teams. You see the Micah Parsons. You know, you see a Max Crosby. You know, and not necessarily going to the playoffs, but you see, like, what the Eagles had last year. How they just destroyed the Kansas City offensive line.
Oh, man.
I mean, took Patrick Mahomes completely out of that game.
It's brutal. And we hope to have something similar to that because our defense needs to play a bigger role in the success of this football team. Hey, man, tomorrow we're back at this. If you missed any interviews today, by the way, they're online, including the Kyle Pitts. If somebody got in their car a little bit later or you listened online or on your computer. And again, I appreciate Kyle stopping by. The irony, Mike, is we talk about him a lot. He understands the expectation, guys. He knows. We're not saying anything he don't already know. So that's why we can joke with him, and that's why we can have the fun we have with him. Same applies to any of these guys on this team. It's not personal. It's business.
Right, and he knows it. He knows it. But as we said, there's a lot of guys who also heard what we've said and what's been written about him and what's been said nationally about Kyle Pitts, and they are rallying. I know we talked about this in depth yesterday for guys who missed it. Whenever he makes a play, there's someone there that's picking him up, dapping him up. You heard the quarterback. And the quarterback, that's the thing. The relationship with Penix Jr., maybe that's the thing which gets him to where he's supposed to be.
It is 5 minutes till 6. Braves aren't doing anything.
Womp, womp.
They're not doing anything.
Womp.
Okay? We're not in contention, so I'm not surprised, but I am a little surprised because there were pieces you could possibly move. What was the interest level? Alex Anthopoulos is speaking a little bit later on this evening. We will hear from him tomorrow about this.
We'll have that audio. We'll play it for you. I don't know what you're ever going to get for Iglesias. We talked about that. You still have a contract control year on Pierce Johnson. And then, as we said, it's the hip injury to Ozuna that maybe is scaring some people away. I read something today. I forget. It was Sporting News saying it was off the field. The off the field is ancient history. The guy can play.
Yeah,
he rakes.
No, I don't know.
I mean, I think baseball teams are trying to win at this stage. But the Padres seem to be the only team there was juice. And that GM has already traded anything you would have wanted to move Ozuna.
Hey, man, we got to get out of the way. Thanks to all the folks here at Hooters. Make some noise for yourself. Put your hands together, folks.
Look at
these
people.
You guys for hanging out with us.
Whoa, man, put your shirt back on, please, man.
And
hold it now. Hold it.
To all the bartenders.
And this guy, by the way.
Who's that?
He got cut. I don't know how. What did you do? This guy. You know the hook where ladies hang their purses?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Somehow he's playing with pain, Crow. We had to go get some first aid on this guy.
Okay. I saw him working on him. I didn't know what the deal was.
I immediately said, if you've been injured through no fault of your own, we got some guys.
I'm glad he's good. I'm glad everybody came out. Guys, we're back here next Monday and Tuesday here at Hooters Mall of Georgia. All right, we got to clear our throat. Big shout out to Slim, our on-site engineer, doing a great job. Day-Day, our executive producer. And back at the farm, man, that is Big O, who is running all the things and keeping us on air. Hey, Turtle's got the 6 o'clock hour coming up. He'll recap all this stuff and talk more about not only camp but the Braves. Stay tuned for that tomorrow. Margaritaville, come through and hang out with your boys. Big shout out to all you listeners, man. Thank you guys for coming through. We hope to see you guys next week. Mm. All right, Mike Bell, we got to get out of the way, man. Clear your throat.
Hey, man, what's this Braves team going to look like next year? Are we going to let these guys spend some money? I mean, I don't know. I hope we're not. I hope this organization is not going to be crying poverty. For once, can we let this guy go out and spend? Or are you going to realize maybe you gave contracts to the wrong guys? Because the whole freaking team couldn't hit this year. So I know you said it to Grant. Grant wouldn't take the bait about this run being over. There's a lot of things to fix, and they ain't got the money to fix it based on how they let these guys spend.
You know, the last few years I've spent a lot of time talking about what I needed from Kyle Pitts. But there's nothing more that I want this season to see him than to see him have success. I'm just telling y'all right now. And it's not a personal thing. It's not me clamoring for Kyle to get paid, whether it's here or somewhere else. I just want to see his brilliance come to light. And I think for the first time since he's been here, he may have all the things he needs to make that happen. We're going to see. Hopefully by the middle of the season, Kyle Pitts becomes a household name.
Right on.
Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
for some reason, you're not turned on by watching a WNBA star covered in horsey sauce.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered, inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.